Y'all do realize that the spiritual lesson that a lot of men are failing is that they came into this lifetime a man and not a woman. That's where their jealousy comes from. That's where the animosity comes from. It's a personal vendetta that they remember the feeling of being a woman, and at this time, they came into this lifetime to be a man. Y'all do know that, right? That's why men in this lifetime that say women are the most powerful thing in the world, women are the gift, that they understand it and it doesn't bother them. That's why. That's literally why. And I also believe the ones that cheat a lot were very conservative women when they were women. And that's why when they became a man, now they're very promiscuous and lustful. Because back then they were just very conservative. So now they're trying to let that come out. That's why they have to overcome it. Yeah. That's why men that take care of women are very prosperous. And they get it. Like, we don't have this conversation with men that just get it. They just get it. And honestly, majority of the men's problem that get it is the fact that they just don't have enough resources in this lifetime when things are more expensive than they were when they were a woman. That's the only issue that they truly have. But they honestly don't have a problem with you know, giving it. Because they were a woman that used to get it. Men that have that natural hate for women are just angry women that in their lifetime that they didn't get shit. Yeah, so they come into this lifetime to become the man that they wanted, but instead they hate on the women that get the treatment that they wanted when they were a woman. You can't tell me otherwise. Look.
And women are failing their spiritual lesson too. Okay? I'm not even going to talk about what this woman said because I honestly don't genuinely care about what the fuck she said. But what I am going to say is, like, I don't understand you ladies. Y'all get on the internet and talk about men as if you know men. You know the men that y'all chose to entertain. And now all of a sudden you know all men and how all men should act and how whatever men did in their past life and this, that, and the third. Like, why do y'all do that? It's so annoying. You are a woman. Speak on women shit. How about you actually help other women be good women? Like, when are we going to start doing that, ladies? When are we going to start doing that? Y'all talk to other women about use these men for their money. Don't give a fuck about men. Men ain't shit. This, that, and the third. But not once are y'all actually sitting here using your platform to actually help women be better women, to help them with their trauma, to help them to be have more, you know, self-awareness, or to be more confident in their blackness, right? Like, or to like create some type of community for women who are just depressed every single day. But yet y'all have no problem coming on the internet on a day-to-day basis, talking as if you know men. You only know the men that dogged in your face, cheated on you, dragged you, whatever the case may be. It's annoying at this rate. It really is fucking annoying. Like, these are the type of women that I'm just like, y'all eat this shit up. Oh, she knows what the fuck she's talking about. Absolutely, I agree. You know what? That's crazy. I've been thinking about this too. What about y'all? What about women? Y'all are failing your spiritual fucking shit. What, we're not going to talk about that? Y'all aren't being spiritual women. Y'all act like y'all God-fearing women. Y'all ain't being God-fearing women. Are y'all going to talk about that? But yet you want to talk so much about what a man should be doing, what a man could be doing, how a man was in his past life, this, that. Get the fuck out of here. I'm tired of this shit.